So, next on the agenda is my next guest. He's Adam Pelkowitz. He's the founder of The Media Distillery. And best of all, he's here in studio with me. I love it when I can see somebody and actually physically respond and read your...
How's it, Simon? I absolutely agree with you.
Exactly. So thank you for making the time to come in and having this discussion. And let's just do some disclosures before we go any further. I've known this man for a very, very long time. I've seen him when he was a young little kid in every single King David Victory Park production that he ever did since age 13. I'm just putting it out there.
Yep.
So, yeah.
It's been a long time, Simon. It's been a long time, but thank you so much for having me.
But here you are, like a full-on adult with a beard, and you are running The Media Distillery.
That's it.
And I guess the first question I want to ask you is, for those of us who only know you in a King David production, what is it exactly that you are doing today?
So basically what I do is, when I studied both honors in drama and honors in television and editing production. And I knew that at some point, once I had come off the stage, that I was going to have to go behind the scenes.
Okay.
And whether it was filming, voiceovers, editing, drone shoots, that's what I do now as well.
It's almost a curse to be so creative and so talented.
It's a problem because my brain is a bloody sponge.
No,
it's
a big just problem. That. They're like easier places and easier spaces to make a living
100%.
Than this creative space, which is just so difficult.
Correct. And especially in today's day, especially here in South Africa, it's not easy, especially on the stage. But behind the scenes, it's also quite difficult, especially with some funding that's being pooled in certain things for film. And it's not easy. But we are good, and that's why we're here.
You can't be what you're not, and you've got to be authentic to yourself. 100%. And this is your path, and this is what you need to do. And I would hate to think of that creativity not being used. So,
sure.
So let's take a bit of a deeper dive and take me into this distillery part, because I find the use of that word. I mean, distillery, I'm thinking of the guys making gin.
And everyone believes that that is what it is.
Okay. So talk to me.
So distilling is obviously the process of making something pure. Okay. And I was lying in bed one day quite a number of years ago, because I've been doing this, I've started this in 2013, which is, I don't know, quite a long time ago. And I was lying in bed one night and I was watching some series. I don't even remember what it was, but it was some Merlin. It could have even been Merlin or whatever it was. And I was thinking, flip, I'm enjoying this whole thing. Wait, you'll hear. Wait, hear me out. Give me a moment. chill. So basically, breathe. I was lying in bed watching this and I saw this guy creating potions and all of this. I was like, gee, this is such a cool concept, man. Because I enjoy the old. I mean, I enjoy the old things. I mean, we've spoken. I've got another company called The Clock Maestros, which we spoke about a couple of weeks ago, which restores and repairs antique clocks and watches. I'm sure you've heard the advert on the radio as well. But anything old for me is quite cool. There's something legitimate with the age of things.
Okay.
And potion making. And I thought, how can I meld this and merge this into what I'm doing? And so the distillery of it came out. I'm distilling, purifying media, purifying videos, purifying scripts, things that people bring to me. I take ideas and I make it a little bit easier for people to understand and get to the essence of it. And basically my advertising, well...
Is that your competitive... Is that what makes you different from
everybody
else?
That's one of the things that makes me different. The other thing is that I do it all. I do all the script writing. I do all the voiceovers. I do all the filming. I do all the editing. I do all the drone shoots myself. I do all the conceptualizing. I do all the creative side behind it. Everything from start to end. So you're dealing with me, right? Which is really cool, as opposed to dealing with an agency. Not that I'm knocking agencies, but you're not paying agency rates, but you're getting agency product.
The product at the end of the day. Okay, and I've got you from A to Z.
Correct.
And everywhere in between. And
correct.
There's got to be something to be said for continuity.
Correct. Because normally, on that note, normally, and I've done a lot of work with other agencies, which shall not be named, not in a bad way, just I don't need to name them, where you've got one person doing the filming, then you've got an editor doing the editing, you've got someone who's written the script, which the filmmaker may not, or the DOP, the director of photography, may not be able to fulfill correctly. Then you've got someone else doing a drone shoot, which may not, you know, so it doesn't always talk to each other as, in my opinion, as nicely as if you've got one person from start to finish working on it. Yes, I work in conjunction with other people. I get people in. I've got my source of people that I work with. If I need a black voice, if I need a white voice, but if I need a lady, everything stops with me.
I want to talk to you about training videos. Sure. Because I was doing a bit of research in your company. I saw something that you do, and honestly, I could not think of anything more boring in my entire life than a training video. I'm thinking like the ultimate boredom in the corporate world. I'm thinking beige. I'm thinking uniforms. I'm thinking yawn, yawn, yawn.
100%.
And yet, your contention is that they aren't and that people should be investing in them.
100%.
So what makes them powerful when they're done properly? That's the question.
I think a training video, the whole point about a training video is what? Training. Okay? So if you're not training someone in a language that they understand or in a way that may be fun or different or interesting, then someone's not going to imbibe or take in the knowledge that they're getting. So you've got to make it quite interesting. You've got to make it easy to understand. You've got to get down to the essence of what you want to say.
Yeah, very challenging in a very multicultural, multiracial society.
But it's all about storytelling. It's still about storytelling, even though it's a training video. You still have to tell the story. What is the story? And that boils down to the acting side. Tell a story. What are you trying to convey? And it boils down to making sure that you give the right content, that you give the right script, and make sure that the script is understandable, legible, whatever. Beautiful visuals that go with it. You film, you use stock footage if you need to. And there are other things that, you know, that you could use that actually make the training videos very, very accessible to a lot of people.
So I'm a smaller guy, and I'm thinking, wow, your business could offer me actually quite a lot in terms of exposure and professionalism, but I can't afford you. Is there a place for the smaller guy?
Listen,
or would you only be with a big
budget? No, I mean, I've done stuff for Dr. Oetker Southern Africa, which owns Itol Pizza Chateau Gâteau. I've done stuff for MTN. I've done stuff for Burgess Plumbing from a video perspective as well as an audio perspective. I've done plus, right? I do a lot of property videos and so on and so forth. But the point is that the smaller business or even the individual is able to contact me, and I am able to give them a plan, basically a package, which would differ, obviously, according to what needs to be done. So I don't have a price list per se, because people go, send me your rate card. Yes, there's no rate card. Yes. Okay. Each project is very different. I specialize in bespoke, customized media solutions. And that means that whether it's a small person, say, for example, it could be a car mechanic who has three people working for him, and it could be a conglomerate of three million people working for him. It doesn't matter. The point is that there is a space for everyone with that I can work with. And I think it is important that people know that.
So let's just stick with me as the example. Sure. I kind of know that I need something, but I'm not exactly sure what it is that I need. Are you going to help me every single step of the way?
Absolutely.
You're going to help me with a story. You're going to help me with a scripting. You're going to help me with a messaging. Are you going to tell me you're going to need a training video? You're going to need, I don't know, where to flight it? Are you going to deal with every single aspect of this?
Every single aspect. But what's most important is that I need to understand your business. I do not understand your business better than you do. How can I purport to do that? Can't. So I need to learn what you're about, number one. Okay. What do you do? Who are you? What is the feeling of your business? What do you want to convey to people? Then once I've understood that, then I go, okay, cool. These are the things that I know about you. Here's a gap, maybe, where you're not penetrating a certain market. Or this is maybe a way in which to find an interesting way of marketing yourself, whether it's marketing, whether it's training, whether it is whatever, any sort of video. It could be a social media video. It could be a website video, which is a full corporate video, which has got people sitting in chairs in their boardroom. You know, you've got a beautiful camera on them. You show them. This is the CEO. This is the COO. No. Whatever. So on and so forth. It can all be done. But the point is that to try and find that special thing that you do, because each business is very specific and very special, then we need to go that route.
Adam, we are fast running out of time. I guess we got to close this. So
no
stress. Final question for you this afternoon. How do people kind of reach out and contact you without waiting for the next KDVP reunion?
No. Sure. And that was 20 years this
are
last
you
year.
You're already yeah. 20 years 20 out. Years oh, out. My goodness. Yeah. You know, that's bad for you, but it's doubly worse for me.
I've got my big 4-0 next year. So basically, right. You're welcome to contact me either on info@themediadistillery.co.za. Or you can go into my website, which is themediadistillery.co.za. Or you can, because we are all Unzere and we are all Yidlach and we all love each other, you're welcome to contact me personally on 072-422-6121.
And that, Adam Pelkowitz, is where we're going to leave it this afternoon.
Thank you,
thank
Simon.
You so much for coming in.
It's been
really, it
such
makes
a
all
pleasure.
The difference
thank
when
you,
the
sir.
Live person is sitting in front of
it's
you.
It's been such a good time. Thank you.